Hi there, welcome to the Dig It Podcast. My name is Pauline. I'm your host. So I'm not interviewing anybody today. I just thought that I would record this morning my FitFab smoothie that I have and start every day with. I thought that would be a fun little mini episode and just to see how this transfers to iTunes, since now all of my podcasts are going to be available on iTunes. The more practice I do, the better that I will become, right? Yeah, sure. I am making my FitFab smoothie, which I always create at home. I really enjoy doing it. I travel a lot for work, so when I am home, I like to make my own smoothie. I usually start making this around 10:45-ish, because I eat around between 11 and 12 o'clock for my first meal. I do practice a little bit of intermittent fasting, and that is just the way I like it. I like to eat later at night, therefore I start later in the day as my eating window. I like to give my body a 13 to 14 hour digestion period. So say I stop eating at 9 o'clock at night, I most likely won't start eating until, like I said, between 11 and 12 in the afternoon, and that will be my first meal. And I'm very picky on like what my first meal is going to be, because your body is super reactive of what you are putting in your empty stomach of digestion purposes wise. I would say the more nutrient-based products and supplements and food that you're going to be putting in is crucial, deciding wise what you're going to be eating to break that fast. So I always make my FabFit smoothie. What is a FabFit smoothie? I will tell you. You'll probably hear me make this because I thought it'd be fun to just do it live. So I'm really in my kitchen right now. I'm putting a protein powder. My protein powder of choice right now is a plant-based protein called Plant Fusion. It is in the vanilla bean flavor. So I'm going to put that in. Oh yes, I should probably note that I train in the morning as well. So I do fasted cardio and a little bit of strength training. And that's always done on an empty stomach in the morning. So I want to make sure that I have a protein source to refuel my body after a workout. So I just put in that plant-based protein. I'm going to put in a teaspoon of magnesium. The magnesium, I usually do this at night sometimes, or I just got it in a powder form by Now Supplements. And the powdered form is just, it's really good for your metabolism. It's really nice. It's almost like a relaxer on your thyroid, so then you're able to digest the food and your blood sugar won't spike. I'll touch more on other things that to make sure you don't spike your blood sugar with this smoothie, because it is going to be the first thing you'll eat through the day, and you just want to be careful, want to be mindful. I am now putting a tablespoon of maca powder. Mine's from Thrive Market. I really enjoy maca powder, and I like the taste too. I am putting in, I would say, a tablespoon of the Amazing Grass Super Greens powder, and that's just a smoothie boost. Both of these are smoothie boosts, and it's wheatgrass, kale, moringa, and spirulina. So there is, they say in one serving, which is a teaspoon, and I probably put two teaspoons in, it's a serving of those greens. So, which is really nice because they're all dark leafy greens, good source of vitamin A and K, and has a bunch of minerals and amino acids. So it's good to add that in, even though I do add the raw greens as well. Let's see. I'm going to add a pinch of salt, sea salt. Listen, I add salt to everything. I think that it helps me retain all the water that I'm drinking. I'm diluting my body. And so the water, I think, helps with my day-to-day functions. I'm going to put a serving of the PB powdered peanut butter. And I'm also going to put in a few sprinkles of cinnamon. Really great anti-inflammatory. I have a golden milk mixture that I use at night. And I also put in a half a scoop of that in, because this is a really nice blend of the turmeric. It's got also, like, it has like the raw turmeric root in it, which I really like. It's another anti-inflammatory. And it also has ashwagandha in it. So I'm really into adding, I have reishi too, but I usually add reishi to chocolate protein powders, not vanilla ones, because the flavor match is better, I think. And what else? So I have all of my powders in here. I am now going to add the liquid. The liquid of choice, I have two right now. I have Silk Almond Unsweetened, and then I do have Silk New Protein. It's a protein blend with pea, almond milk, and cashew milk. So I think I'm going to do that and water. So the serving size is a cup. I'm going to put a half a cup of that in there. And yeah, so the rest is just going to be water. Another half a cup of water. Oh, I didn't even add my fat. So the FabFit smoothie has three components to it: fat, protein, and carbs. And my fat is going to be a teaspoon and a half, I would say, of the coconut oil. You hear that? I'm using Vita Coco. I use coconut oil for everything. Like, I use it on my skin. I just made a lip scrub out of it because I was complaining on my Snapchat. If you have Snapchat, follow me on Snapchat. I love Snapchat. I have a pretty big community on there that I share my day-to-day kind of fun or not so fun. I don't know. I have fun with it. And I was telling the people on Snapchat that I had really dry lips, and somebody was like, make a lip scrub out of coconut oil. And I did, with that and just cane sugar. And then I put on the Baby Lips lip balm. And now my lips are perfect and they're fine. And I'm really glad that I asked, because they were hurting and they were starting to crack. All right. I am going to the freezer. We are going to add our carb, which is going to be a half a banana. And then I'm also going to add in some ice. I'm doing this all in a NutriBullet. BT dubs. Alrighty. I'm adding like two handfuls of ice. And now I'm going to add in a little bit of sweetness. I'm going to do the Whole Foods brand of liquid stevia. And I just do a whole, like, droplet. The droplet size. You squeeze that whole size. Wow, I'm a gem on this episode right now. Just a gem of talking and rambling. I'm almost done. I just put in the sweetener. The last step is to put in the raw greens. The greens that I'm using is just a mixture of kale and spinach. And there is like a max fill line in your NutriBullet cup. And so the max fill line, you just fill up with the rest of the greens, push it down, you got room. Perfect. And there we go. You definitely will have to play with this. A trick that I learned is, and that I totally forgot. I was at the store yesterday and I should have. So I make the Fit Fabs smoothie almost every day when I'm home. And you can get frozen spinach instead of, I keep getting like fresh greens, which is great. But like I heard on another podcast that somebody's like, use frozen spinach. You get the same nutrient benefits and you don't have to worry about it going bad. And I'm like, ugh, so smart. So I'm going to do that next time. So thanks for listening. I hope that you try out the Fit Fab smoothie. You hear that? I'm going to shake it. And maybe next time I'll do a Facebook Live. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, my Snapchat name is Miss Pauline 1008. That's MSPAULINE 1008. And I think that I'm going to do a Facebook Live of making the Fit Fab smoothie. Maybe I'll be able to say it next time properly. All right. Have a good, glorious Wednesday.